Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host as always, David Cowart. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to what this guy has to say. Thank you guys. Thank you for your support, for your listenership, for everything that you guys do. I do have more interviews upcoming, scheduled, and I'm excited about that. You know, it's been an interesting adventure these last couple weeks, you know, going through, you know, everything I went through as far as the, these changes and adjustments and stepping away from social media for a little while. I'm still like, keeping up with messages and stuff, but the actual, the posting and everything's been a little less frequent, just because, I needed to unplug for a while. I was forgetting about other things. It was nice, like yesterday my dad and my wife, we all went up to the movie theater and since Avengers Endgame is playing like and selling out like crazy, it's really easy to get into any other movies, because me and my dad have been trying to go see Shazam for weeks now and haven't been able to get into it. And so we saw that, and then we watched Captain Marvel, all three of us, and it was a good time. It was nice to get out and spend some time unplugged, from the world. And it was actually a really nice day temperature wise out too, so that was cool. Because we've had such weird temperatures, one day it'll be 50, one day it'll be 90. So, it definitely is nice to have a good temperate middle of the road day with the sun's out and, it feels good outside. Not that I could really be outside much, but, it was nice while I was outside. Got my car washed finally. Took some real heavy duty elbow grease, because pollen, once it starts to like set up on your car, starts to turn black and like rots or whatever, and then just gets covered with more pollen, So when I went to the car wash, I'm scrubbing the car down with the foam brush thing. I rinse it, and I'm, seeing all these black smear marks all over the car from where I was basically just moving this, mud that had been created from the water and the soap across my car. And so I had to scrub it again, rinse it again, and realize that I was just spreading even more mud around, but at least it was all loose. So I ended up going to a one of those drive-through car washes to, get with the brushes and all that, and finally got everything off. Of course, my car is covered in pollen again, but at least it's not that caked-on, rotted pollen that, it's just fresh, so that's good. And that's typical this time of year. Anyway, so not a big deal, but just taking care of some stuff, getting ready for upcoming trips, in the next couple months. Be going to Virginia Beach and, Las Vegas, so looking forward to that, hoping to get to meet some LinkedIn connections and do that at both, so that'd be kind of cool. And so just basically trying to get reconnected, to get everything going. Still waiting for my book to come back from my editor, so I'm excited about that. Mine and Robert's book. And then I need to start writing my next, or getting back into writing my next book, and move on to that. So So yeah, all in all, you know, I'm kind of getting back up on the horse, so to speak, and riding again. It's been so long that I was plugged in every minute of every day, just about messaging with people and posting and sharing and doing videos and all this stuff. That when I stepped away from it, I was like, yeah, just realized how tired I was. You know, physically just exhausted. And then, of course, the allergies haven't helped, but you know, I was like, okay, I need to take a break from this a little bit, let the batteries recharge, and then step back into it. And I recorded a quick over the weekend as well, a video like review for Tattered Beans Coffee as well, that's going to be on their site. Talking about, you know, the fact that which I am, you know, I'm all for supporting veterans, and of course they've expanded that to be also active duty military and first responders as well, which is awesome. It's so fantastic, you know, that they allow these fine individuals to you know, create a second stream of income for themselves and a support structure for themselves to help them, because, you know, quite frankly, the government doesn't do enough to take care of our men and women who fight for our freedom and who, you know, save lives, you know. And so I did that, and I was happy to do it. Of course, it took several takes because I was like, okay, I don't know what to say. You know, I had ideas, all this stuff to say. As soon as I hit record, my mind would go blank, and I'm like, okay. So yeah, I think I recorded like 15 videos, but it's whatever. I got one that I was like, oh, this is good. It's I'll send it to Amanda, and you know, hopefully it'll be good enough for them to use. If not, I'll try and record another one. And yeah, so it was fun getting to do something like that, you know. You know, their coffee is fantastic, and like I said, I really believe in what they're doing. So if you like coffee, you know, and you don't just go out to the store and buy it, but you know, you make it at home. Like by store, I mean like Starbucks or whatever. If you actually make your own coffee at home, definitely try it. You know, you can order it online, tatteredbeans.com, and you know, it's good stuff. I drink the Morning Run because I like a light roast. Because light roast, unless you're measuring your coffee by weight, if you're measuring by weight, whether it's a light roast or a dark roast, you're gonna get the same amount of caffeine, because when the coffee beans are roasted, they shrink because all the moisture is getting roasted out of them. So the darker the roast, the less moisture in the bean, meaning that the grounds are more dense when they're, you know, or anyway. So obviously, it would take more dark roasted grounds to equal the weight of the light roasted rounds because there's more moisture. So anyway, so if you're measuring by weight, you're getting the same amount of coffee. If you're measuring by scoops, like two scoops to a cup of coffee or whatever, you know, you're getting more caffeine from light roasted coffee because you're measuring by volume. So yeah, so I think I explained that right. I probably screwed it up, and I'm sure there's somebody who listens to this show who's going to be like, David totally messed that up, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. But anyway, point is unless you're doing by weight, which some people do, some people don't, depends on what type of coffee maker you have and how you make your coffee. But if you're measuring by weight, it doesn't matter what roast. If you want the most caffeine, most bang for your buck, so to speak, light roast is definitely the way to go. But yeah, so I've actually got some more of that coming. I realized that I was needing to order some more too, so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let me go on the site and order that, get it on its way. And so yeah, decided. And yeah, so it's been an interesting week, you know, figuring all this out again. I almost forgot to record this episode, and I'm like, okay, I need to record it, so I'm sitting in my car right now at my parking spot at work. And well, I mean, it's not my parking spot, it's a public, you know, parking deck, but you know, it's where I park because I get here early enough, so I park in the same spot every day. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, let me record this right quick before I get out of my car and forget to do it. So, with that being said, guys, more interviews to come. Thank you for listening. Take some time to unplug, you know, rest, recuperate, you know. It's good to step away from social media every once in a while and clear your head and rest. So, by all means, do that, enjoy it, and you know, thanks for listening. As always, Car Thoughts out.
Hey everybody, David here. Do you guys like science fiction? If so, I just released a novel. It's called Hurtling Toward a Home, A Story of Hope. It's set many hundreds of years in the future when Earth just couldn't support us anymore. We thought we had more time. We didn't take it seriously. We didn't listen to what was being said. And now we have to suddenly build ships and figure out a place to go, but where? So we decide to just go everywhere, to just send ships off in every direction that any scientist has ever said could potentially support human life. To give us the best chance of survival, we're going to try every planet. So we built ships and loaded supplies and robots on them and shipped them ahead to try and prepare and test the planets to make sure that they were suitable as we were building our fleet to leave for our great exodus from Earth. This particular story follows one ship, the Hope, and one young man, Jonathan, as he's always dreamed of living this life of adventure from what he's seen from old Earth movies and read in novels. And he longs for that type of an adventure. He longs to set foot on a planet. And yet, he is not. But after his 16th birthday, he gets sent off on a secret mission and an adventure that he never thought he would ever be able to live. I am so excited to share this journey with you guys, and I thank you guys for checking it out. Again, Hurtling Towards a Home, A Story of Hope by David Calvert.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.